This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. 2018 is almost in the history books, which means it's time to look back at the music and artists that moved us over the past year and to look ahead to who might be next in 2019. Joining me now in studio is our go-to music critic, Jewel Wicker. She's a freelance entertainment reporter here in Atlanta. Good morning, Jewel.
Good morning.
All right. Our first artist was born in Kansas, but has been making waves since moving to Atlanta with songs like this one. I like that. I'm the random mind, and don't you hear a major song that I like that? That was Janelle Monáe, of course. So, Jewel, what made her year so special?
You know, I think Janelle Monáe is just a special artist in general. We've watched her from when she was singing on the steps at the AUC to now, and I think she's blossomed into such a great artist. She released an album, Dirty Computer, this year. NPR just named it the number one album of the year for their 2018 mm-hmm. Year in review. And I think it's such a great album because it pulls from so many different genres. You have R&B, got a little rock, you got a little pop in there. It's very representative. She talks about LGBT struggle. She talks about, you know, living life as a black woman. And so it's really heavy on representation, which is something that Janelle Monáe has come to really be vocal about. It's just a great album. And I had the pleasure of seeing her live when she performed it at the Tabernacle. And it feels like you're at a rally, because it is just a celebration of all the things that make people different and maybe make them outcast. But in this space, it's a celebration of those things. Mm. It was awesome.
All right. The next artist we're going to talk about is Lil Baby, who had a big hit this year with Drake, and it's called Yes Indeed. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got on waiting and watching what he going to do. Trying to pee what I do, trying to steal my moves. $2,500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them youngins come and finish you. Lo, you being charged here. All right. We've seen a lot of Lil rappers over the years. So what makes Lil Baby stand out?
Well, first of all, Lil Baby is from Southwest Atlanta, which is, you know, shout out to Southwest Atlanta. But he is the latest from Quality Control. So Quality Control is the management and label group behind Migos. Oh, yeah. They manage Cardi B. They manage the City Girls. So Lil Yachty. I mean, they have a really great lineup. And so Lil Baby was not a rapper about 2 years ago. He was actually just getting out of jail. He did 2 years in jail. And then his mom was like, well, what are you going to do now? And he was like, I'm going to become a rapper. And that's kind of the response that his mother had, was like, okay. And he became a rapper and now has hit songs with Drake. And I think the thing about Lil Baby is he just outworks everybody. He's put out multiple projects this year. He's a hard worker. So he's determined to make this work. His songs are catchy. With Quality Control behind him, I don't really think he can lose. So it's pretty awesome.
All right, let's switch gears for a minute and hear a little country music from one of the genre's biggest stars, Jason Aldean. Yeah. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. That was Drown the Whiskey, performed by Aldean, and you hear Miranda Lambert in there as well. All right, tell us about Aldean's 2018.
Well, I think similar, talking about people who had 2017 full of highs and lows. Mm-hmm. You know, Jason Aldean was performing when the shooting occurred in Vegas, the country shooting. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously that is completely traumatic and mm-hmm. terrible. And then I think about a month later, he had a daughter. So he had a baby. Then he also had to deal with the fact that 58 people were killed while he was performing. So I think it's just really been a great comeback year for him. He was named Entertainer of the Year by the CMAs. So he just had a great year, and it's always good to see, first of all, from Georgia, but it's just always good to see somebody have a great year when the year before it was kind of sucky for them.
Yeah, so I think 2019 is going to be an interesting year, and hopefully a better one for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So let's talk about one of the artists that you've told us that we need to watch out for, and that artist is J.I.D.
You can call him J.I.D., you can call him Jid. you know, I don't think he is too particular.
Okay.
But he is an East Atlanta rapper, so another rapper out of East Atlanta, signed to J. Cole's label, Dreamville. You know, we see all these rappers who are very flashy and there's a lot of gimmicks nowadays. He's very low-key, very chill, just good at rapping. So I really like him. He put out his album DiCaprio 2 a few weeks ago. It's doing really well. Has a single with J. Cole. He's worked with Black, which is another East Atlanta rapper that we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. I just think he's definitely someone to look out for in the future, because I think he's for sure a part of the future of Atlanta music.
Ah, okay. Let's hear Off the Zoinkies. Is that the name?
Yeah, he made this song. You know, a lot of rappers have been dying from drug overdoses and from drugs, and so he made this song. It's basically him saying, you know, why don't we lay off of that? Why don't we give that a rest? So a little positivity. Oh God, no, where are my friends? Lord forgive me, yeah, I need to repent. Mind blurred, need to lay off the drugs. Yeah, God ain't praying enough.
Jewel Wicker is a freelance entertainment reporter here in Atlanta. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
This is GPB Atlanta. And throw them away. Smoke them around me. I'm a bringer. And we almost got in the